McNulty, Never Trump leader John Podhoretz calls for school bombing, deletes Twitter account. By John Nolte on March 21, 2019. Never Trump leader John Podhoretz called for the bombing of journalism schools and then deleted his Twitter account. Before I quote Son of Norman's tweet, this feels like a good time to remind everyone that Never Trump really are our moral superiors, our civilized betters, and here is the latest from John Podhoretz, our own father superior, a cable TV elder, and the editor of Commentary Magazine, a magazine of significant thought and opinion. Dunk now, on the issue of bombing schools. Talia Lavin and Lauren Duke are teaching at NYU J School is the best argument yet that J schools should be neutron bombed and their buildings given to Rick Singer for no-show side door people. For those of you who don't know, Talia Lavin and Lauren Duke are both left-wing conspiracy theorists. Lavin is the whack job who falsely accused an innocent man, a disabled war veteran, no less, of sporting a Nazi tattoo. At the time, she was a fact-checker for the far-left New Yorker. Now she's teaching journalism. Lauren Duke isn't at all concerned with facts. So, yes, of course these hires deserve criticism, but bombing? Hey, I get it. I'm no snowflake, it's a figure of speech. But come on, there are better ways to express your disgust than to publicly suggest such a thing. And try to imagine Son of Norman's smug cable TV tour had the bad orange man used a similar figure of speech. Yes, Son of Norman is one of those sanctimonious Never Trumpers always signaling his own virtue along with his pious pals at Commentary. Always prattling on about his own decency while tut-tutting Trump and his supporters about our indecency. Has Trump ever suggested bombing schools? Ever openly fantasized about someone getting prison raped? Ever sat on his own trust fund wishing the economy would tank? Nope, but the editor of Commentary Magazine sure has, John Podhoretz sure has. Yep, in front of the whole wide world, one of this country's most insufferably snobbish and entitled mouths got cell-phoned into deleting himself from Twitter because that was his only hope of salvaging what's left of his career and reputation. Bombing a school, y'all. Unbelievable. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.